If all the election talk is giving you a headache, be sure not to stare at the computer screen today, right, Doctor?
That's correct, Steve.
It's the case of the daily headache, and they're tracking it down to our use of computers.
In some cases, it's the use of computers. In other cases, there are other triggers. And it's a very common reason why people come see physicians is chronic headaches. And a lot of times, what makes it very difficult to figure out is that there is a chicken and egg phenomenon with regards to headaches. Some is going around in circles. A lot of times, it's felt that it's muscle tension around the head that does that, although studies have shown that it isn't muscle tension, that in fact, some people get headaches when the muscles are more relaxed. So that particular hypothesis has some holes in it. There's a hypothesis that somehow pain receptors or pain sensation in the brain, areas of the brain that are responsible for telling us that there's pain, malfunction. And that tends to be the working hypothesis now, that something is triggering that to tell us that there's pain when there isn't. And some of the triggers are obvious, other triggers not so obvious. And so we ask people to keep headache diaries of what they're doing during the day, what time of day the headaches occur, and what they may be doing or even consuming or eating, because it can be anything from inadequate sleep. Sleep apnea is another thing that can do it, not sleeping well, posture is off, caffeine withdrawal, for example, if they're drinking lots of coffee in the morning, the afternoon they get headaches, a lot of times it can be from caffeine withdrawal, skipping lunch that can reduce blood sugar. Those are some, but certainly not all, of the things that can contribute to headaches. Taking a medication every day to treat your headache. If you do that for more than 10 days in a row, you may get a rebound headache. That is, your body gets so used to the medication that when the medication is withdrawn, the headache comes up. So,
what about stress? Like, I know people who have blinding headaches when something stressful occurs.
That can be, and this is the chicken and egg thing, Steve, because there's some people who will have lots of stress and not have a headache, and yet other people get headaches when they have a little bit of stress. So again, there's likely some, each person is different, so there's likely some combination of factors in conjunction with, in this case, someone who has a lot of stress. They may be doing other things when they get stressed that act as the trigger. They may be drinking more coffee. They may be smoking more. They may be eating more. They may be skipping meals. There's a lot of different aspects to the response to those behaviors and events that can lead to the headache. And that's what makes this so difficult to be able to pinpoint and say, okay, there you go. This is what's causing your headache, and this is what you can do about it. Ultimately, it is playing detective. It's asking people who are suffering from headaches to keep track, literally writing everything that they're doing during the day when they get the headache, to see where there's a correlation between a particular activity or a particular food or a particular event, and then the headache that follows. And sometimes it can take weeks before you're able to figure that out, but a lot of times you can just by doing this diligent detective work.
Thank you, sir.